And good morning. Good morning to all of you. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program. In our first segment, we're going to be speaking about the Earth Center and MTAM School, which will be presenting a very special event on the fundamentals of Egyptian spirituality. My guest in this discussion is Happy Kamenthu, and Happy is an initiate at the Earth Center of New York. She has been an initiate for about 9 years and is the head scribe for New York. She has traveled to Merita, which is the traditional name for Africa, and has lectured in the United States and abroad. And I want to say hello and welcome Happy Kamenthu to Heart of Mind Radio.
Greetings, Ujjayi, which means greetings to you all and to you, Kathy Davis. Thank you for having me.
I'm really happy to have you on today's program. And we've had a discussion about the school and about the Dogon people with other representatives from the school. But truth is that there's always new listeners. So I would love for you to start by giving a little bit of background on the Earth Center, the Earth Center of New York, the MTAM School. And I think that this is important because the founder of this teaching, Master Naba Lemusa Moridenebig, was a Kemetic priest of the Dogon people. And people might not really understand the connections of the Dogon culture to Egyptian spirituality, which we're going to be speaking of in a few minutes. So perhaps you could start there.
Yeah, I would love to. Before I would do that, I would like to first give thanks and homage to the divine world and to Neb Nabala Musa Mori Benedict, to all the ancestors and all the entities and jinns and for allowing this opportunity to happen today and for allowing us to have the opportunity for humanity to basically recover their spirituality.
Beautiful.
So that's
Thank
what I would
you.
Like to start with first today. So, yes, people, like you said, aren't really aware of the connection of Dogon and the Egyptian spirituality. And we also use those terminologies really for the aspect of people who are not familiar with what it really is, you know. But so the Dogon, Neb Nabala Musa Mori Benedict, which is the Dogon high priest who brought the initiation here to us in the United States, there are what you call the elite. Dogon people are the elite that sat under the fellowship, what people would say, the King of Kings. And the Dogon people were the ones that would be the elite, the top-notch architects, the top-notch blacksmith, the top-notch agriculturalists, the top-notch blacksmith, the top. So whatever you wanted the best quality of or knowledge of or who has studied the knowledge in which the information you're looking for,
you would go under the fellowship and you would go to the Dogon because they were the top. Nebnabalu-Musso Morobenedict, his bloodline in particular, were the top priests and healers and dealt with the spirituality of humanity. So they were the top teachers of that. And that is where he is, that is where that history is coming from. That's the connection to Kemetic teachings, Egyptian spirituality that we're not really aware of. And he in particular was born in Burkina Faso. And you have Dogons that are spread out to different parts of Africa. They're not in one location. So people are really familiar more with the Dogons of Mali, and there are Dogons in Mali, but there are also Dogons in Ghana. There are Dogons in Burkina Faso. So, like, they're spread out in different parts. And those Dogons, their bloodline has specific specialities in which their bloodline is known to not have knowledge on. And not just have knowledge on it because they studied it, but it is because they have been initiated, meaning they were educated into secret societies about the knowledge. So, and it's not something that you wake up, you know, and say one day you want to do. It's something you have to be initiated in. There's certain qualities you have to have, a lifestyle that you have to live that go in accordance with the work that you are to be doing.
So perhaps it would be good to explain to people that this really is, at least when people become more deeply involved in the Amtan school, that they are entering into an initiation process that will bring them this esoteric hidden knowledge that people might not know about. And from what I understand and from the exposure that I've had to it, it is certainly the purest form. When a lot of people think about these initiate processes, there's a distorted form that we see out in the world, but this is something very, very, very different. And so before we get into the discussion of our event, your event, which is actually happening tomorrow, I want to make sure that people get that information so that they can attend. But explain how this pure initiation process works at the MTAM school and what people can learn should they choose to take that path.
Okay. So the pure initiation is that it's pure in the aspect that colonizers does not have a hand in the teachings. The teachings, the way the initiation goes and how it's taught, you have to teach it exactly how you were taught it. It's not something that you can start adding your own thing or your own perspectives to. And what the initiation actually does in the process of you going through it, it opens up your perception. It really widens it because the way that we have been so-called educated here, our perception is very limited. We're very non-communal, and it basically is teaching you first the fundamentals of how to be a human being. One thing that has been not really understood is that spirituality is something that you have to be taught. It's not something that you wake up and decide you want to do, or you feel a particular way emotionally, or, you know, and you start your spiritual journey. It doesn't really work that way. It's something that you have to be taught. There's an education process to it. Just like if for any job that you want to do here in America, you know, or anywhere, you have to go to school for it. You have to be educated for it. And spirituality is a thing, is the thing that you have to be educated for as well. And why not for the most important thing and the most important aspect of a human being? Why wouldn't you not have to be educated for it? Or why would you not have to just be taught about it? So those fundamentals are very important, because what people consider spirituality now from the religious standpoint, it really is just really focusing on your emotions. It's not really dealing with anything spiritual. you know. If you learn, you'll learn actually really where the root of all of these religions come from and really what the purpose of the religions are. In the initiation, we will expose all of that and a lot of the things that we are not aware of, you know, will get exposed. And an initiation that we're giving and are teaching is really teaching you about what a human being is, your weaknesses, your strengths. And in learning about your weaknesses and strengths, you'll learn even how to deal with other people as well and really begin to understand what a human being is and, you know, what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. And you'll learn actually even, like, what your people, what your bloodline, you know, or what you've even come to this lifetime and this existence for, what you're here for, you know. People have gone to their grave, and for many generations now, we've suffered so much. Humanity has suffered so much that they have gone to their grave not knowing really what their purpose has been. And it's to the point now that you can see all over, and those who are, you know, are honest with themselves, really live their life not knowing what the reason is they're here. They have what you call made up reasons why they're here, but they don't really know why they're here, like what their mission is in this lifetime to do. And that leaves many people going to the grave unfulfilled. And also, even because you don't know what a human being is and your mission, you go to the grave unfulfilled. And these types of things have caused a lot of mental psychosis, you know, such things as, you know, depression, Alzheimer's, dementia, because the reality of the things that you're, like, when you get closer to your time of, you know, getting older, you're up in age, you realize that a lot of things just doesn't make sense. You know, the what is actually happening and what the brain, how the brain functions, it doesn't match up. And so it causes all these mental issues that we're having now, let alone a whole bunch of other issues. But it causes a lot of mental issues, even to the point of elders going to the grave with mental issues such as dementia and Alzheimer's, because your brain is not, the way the modern medical system explains it, is not really how it is. It's just that we're really not living in the reality of how we're supposed to be living as human beings. And so we're going against the grain constantly. And so it starts you to have mental psychosis. So what the initiation is doing is allowing people to now regain their humanity back, learn their ancestral culture, in which all of us have an ancestral culture. There's no human being on the earth that don't have that. And the initiation is teaching you, first of all, how to be a human being again, and then allowing you to begin to open up the doors of what you're here for and what your ancestors have been doing, you know, and to becoming a human being full again, you know. And that's what it's allowing, that process to start back. And, of course, it's going to take some time to do that, you know what I mean? You can be an initiation for many years, and you know, you'll still have certain challenges that they don't necessarily go away because you've been exposed to it, but now you'll know how, you'll have the tools on how to behave, how to respond, how to deal with situations and circumstances, and how to deal with yourself. And with those tools, those issues and weaknesses you have, you'll learn how to make those weaknesses an issue, a strength, and the issue not an issue anymore, because you've learned how to put them in their proper perspective.
Okay. I would also, since you've been speaking about relearning how to be a human being, I would like for you to assure people that the work that you're doing, that's being done at the Earth Center and the MTOM School, even though it's coming through the Dogon teachings and Egyptian spirituality, that you're really open to all peoples of all races, of all ethnicities, of all religions, anybody who wants to reclaim their humanity. I think it's important to let people be aware of that.
Yes, that is definitely important, because
And from my exposure, a lot of people are thinking when they hear about Egyptian culture and spirituality, they reference it always to being black, you know, like the black skin color, and necessarily. But in reality, it is all of humanity. Black don't mean anything about a skin color, but black actually means your lifestyle, your cultural values. And, you know, when you hear in the Earth Center speaking of black and white, we're talking about black as far as culture is concerned and white as a culture is concerned as well. It's the way you think, how you go about life, your goals in life, your, you know. So all of that is what's important, because some students have, people have come and said, well, there's people here from Asia, there's people here from India, and there's people here who are white-skinned, they're light-skinned people. And, you know, even so, you know, you got to really be honest about the situation with this dark-skinned and light-skinned situation, because it only take about four generations before you turn black again if you're with someone who is black, and vice versa if you're with someone who's white. So you don't go by the skin color to say that someone's black or white. But what you do go by is the cultural values. And here in the diaspora, we have, you know, black, dark-skinned people are saying, oh, we got, you know, we're black. But in reality, you're not, because you don't have the black cultural education. So how could you really be black? You're basically really owned by who educates you. So if your education is coming from the colonizers, the white people, you know, not white-skinned people, but the white knowledge, then how is it possible that you're black, you know, if it's not coming? And you have to be taught. You have to be taught these things. Just like every aspect of your life, you have to be taught that. So, and, yeah, there are some things that are, some residues that are brought over from people, you know, from their ancestors. Some, you know, talk about being brought over on slave ships, and, you know, they remember some things. You can remember some things, but don't remember them properly, you know, because you got to remember your language was taken from you from being able to communicate properly. So things got distorted. So you may have some memory, but that doesn't mean you get it in its entirety. And so because you don't have it in its entirety and it's contaminated, it's not going to serve the purpose that it really is intended for, you know, the information and the knowledge. And it can be used inappropriately, and you can even cause damage to yourself because you don't have all the tools. So it's important to have all the tools. And so, with that being said, you know, it's important to be taught by the people, by the culture, if you really, and experience is the best teacher, yes, but being taught what it is to be spiritual, what it is to be a human being, what it is to be black, that's really what it is. So we are an international organization, and this, like I said, at some point, it's to bring humanity back to their ancestral color, not dark-skinned black people back to their culture, but all of humanity. All of humanity their culture comes from Kemetic. That means all of their ancestors were under the same umbrella. And there are dark skin and light skin in Kemetic culture, even back home today, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of those cultures have not, it's not because of the invaders coming over there. These people, and this is, you know, some black people trying to reach back home, and it's good that they're making the effort, but there's a lot of misunderstanding in that, you know, because of our education, the colonial education, excuse me, has its influence on you. So because it has that influence, the way you're looking at things is coming from their perspective. It's not really coming from the black perspective, nor the reality. The real perspective, you know, because it hasn't been really wide, and it's really in the box. Still, you're still in the box. So that's what also.
And to some extent, a lot of the colonial education was purposefully distorted to act as a tool of disempowerment in the colonial process. I would love for you to go into the event, the Fundamentals of Egyptian Spirituality, which is going to be tomorrow, Saturday, December 3rd, from 4:30 till 6:30 p.m., and it's at the Earth Center of New York in Jamaica, Queens. I'll give out the number, then we'll give out all the information again. The number to call is 917-387-8300 if you want more details. We'll give that number out again at the end of our talk. But tell us about the talk on fundamentals, the lecture on fundamentals of Egyptian spirituality.
Yes. So there are aspects of Egyptian spirituality, fundamental things that every basic human being should know, just very basic. Not even if you want to be anything specific, you know, in life, but just the goal of just being a human being. There's just some very basic things that we have not been exposed to and not have been taught properly about. So basically how to be taught how to access spiritual dimensions. You know, there are specific techniques at specific times and specific things that you have to do in order to access the spiritual dimensions. And when we're talking about spiritual dimensions, even what we understand as spirituality, we really don't know anything about it. And so you have to be taught what is spiritual, what is spirituality, and then like the different dimensions of it. And so we give you, we'll expose some of the very basics of what spiritual dimensions are. There are many different levels to spirituality as well. There are many dimensions in the existence. And even for a human being, there are many parts to a human being. Colonial system, for the most part, people know about soul, spirit, and then some people even mix soul and spirit up and say it's the same thing, and then they know the human aspect. But then there's other aspects to us that exist between that, before that, around that, and even the terminologies we use for those things are incorrect. So the basics of what a human being is, you won't be taught that, but you'll be taught the basic things, basics on how to start that process of at least tapping into the spiritual dimension so that you can start really learning more about you as a human being. And the importance of spiritual purity, something definitely that's very big in some religions is like you can just pray at any time at the drop of a hat anywhere where you're at and you could just pray. That's not praying. And that's not purity. You know, you have to be pure first before you step into any realm of doing anything spiritual. And there is an actual process for that. There is a cleaning process for that. Just from my exposure myself, you know, being brought up as a Christian here in the United States, I remember personally many days, you know, when you just I'll just go pray and it's going to happen, you know, because God works that way. And there's many things that can answer that as to why prayers may be answered, but it has nothing to do with your spirituality. It really has to do with other things bigger than what you really understand it to be. That was in place before what you're exposed to. So regardless of you believing in whatever you believe in and saying that you're going to pray at the drop of a hat, that thing was going to happen anyway. It's just it needed to shift you in a particular way in order to get the result that you wanted to get for yourself. So I just wanted to mention that. But spiritual purity is actually a technical process that you have to go through as well. Definitely it also comes with a lifestyle, but there are actual technical practices that you have to put into play before even going to approach anything spiritual. So those things are something that people will be exposed to at the lecture as well. And proper timing for prayers. Like I said, people think, oh, at the drop of a minute, they can go and just pray. But there are proper timings for that. There are proper timings to access the divine world and specific divinity and specific your ancestors. You know, people talk about ancestors a lot, and they don't really understand that as well. And we don't even teach or explain to you what you can make an ancestor, because just because a relative has died does not make them an ancestor. They're basically really like a dead relative. That's all they are. But unless you know the proper timing and the proper tools and the proper approach in order to start making them an ancestor, and it's nothing hard. It's a very simple thing. But unless you know those tools, you know, and you know, you have some people that they've tried very hard, you know, so they're really wanting to learn, and it's good that they want to learn. But you know, you put up your prayer space, or some people say shrines, and some people say prayer space, or have a space for their ancestors, you know. And that's good that you're making that effort to do that, definitely. But there is a proper timing in which the doors and the energies are more open and more favorable to honor them and to give them what they need in order to help you in this lifetime. And the reason why you want to honor your ancestors is because they're still living. They just transitioned physically from this dimension in which we're in, that we can physically see them, but they're still present. And in them being so present, there's an energy you want to give them. And honoring them, you're honoring yourself. And how is that so? Well, whose blood is in your body? Whose characteristics and features do you have? Your ancestors. So with that being said, you want to honor that, and in honoring that on the other levels and dimensions in which we're not really educated to understand and know, you'll be able to start having them be more active in your life, proactive in your life, to help you with situations and circumstances, and to help you understand who you are even more. And these different things help open the door for really understanding who you are as a human being and what you came here for.
Beautiful. So just to remind people, and the lecture is by Hegrahe Matibiso. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But it's on the say that again, yeah.
Hegrahim Matibiso.
Thank you, Matibiso. And it's on the fundamentals of Egyptian spirituality. And it's tomorrow, Saturday, December 3rd, from 4:30 till 6:30 p.m. The Earth Center is located 137-42 Guy R. Brewer Boulevard in Jamaica, Queens. And I'm giving you the zip so you can find it if you're using one of those locator devices. It's 11434. And you can call for more details, or if you get lost and need info, 917-387-8300, so you can get more details. Again, that number is 917-387-8300. And there's a suggested donation of $5 for this lecture. I would say if you can do more. It's certainly worthwhile to support this work and to support the school. Did I miss anything in the details, Happy?
No, I just would like to add another number. We do have two numbers at our location, and just in case, it would be best to have both numbers. And the other number is 347-529-1399. The number is 347-529-1399, and that's another way you can reach us as well.
That's excellent, and I'll give those details out again before the show completes. But also, for those of you who don't have a pen handy, you can go to the website of prn.fm and look for the archive page for Heart of Mind Radio, and I will have that information there for you, so you'll be able to get that reference yet again. Before we finish, Sister Hoppy, I would really love for you to briefly let people know what the initiate courses are that are taught through the MTEM school.
Sure, no problem. In the Untama education, we teach Medu Mayit, which is what people know as Egyptian hieroglyphs and the history. We teach also, and each class, this class in particular, it's 2 hours. You learn the technical aspects of it, but the first hour you learn the lecture portion of it, which is the history. Then the second half is the technical portions of it. You learn to speak, read, write it, and you also are, you know, language is very important. So there are things that you'll be opening up with your perspective, your mind, opening up channels that that were dormant or dead or, you know, just not used, because in modern society, they even said that we use less than 10% of our brain. So if that's being stated, it's because, partially because of the language we use, and amongst other things, you know, we really don't utilize our whole brain. And in our time of the comedic rise or greatness or whatever you want to call it, but they use 100% of their brain. They use all of their brain. So a lot of things that they understood, we cannot even begin to fathom now because we're not even using a tenth of that, you know. So the first thing people do is go to mysticism or, you know, putting all these terminologies on it, when in reality it's just that you don't have the brain capacity to even begin to comprehend what you're seeing or what has been done or what is being done. So that's just something I would like to explain. Also, we have Ka'atibi, which is the meditation and spirituality. And the first hour is a lecture portion, which is teaching you about what a human being is, your weaknesses, your strengths, the purpose of meditation, you know, things like that. People don't know what there's like an actual reason why you meditate. So that is something that is taught. And then the second half of that class, you will be taught different techniques in order, different meditation techniques, and techniques that you can see that are used in other meditations that people take now and other forms of martial arts and things like that that people say they're doing to meditate. You'll see these different aspects in the classes that we give. And we also have what you call as the soul class, which you will learn about healing and the anatomy, the myths that are taught out there about a human being as far as healing is concerned, or myths that we use in the modern world quite often. You know, for many years, people said, you got to salt and put some ice on it. And that's not something you want to do. You know, you want to put heat to it. And it's something very, very, very basic that you can also subscribe to that. You know, life happens when there's heat, but when cold happens, life is, you know, at a standstill or in a declining way. You know, we have the seasons, the four seasons, right? And you notice that in the spring, when it starts getting warm, the leaves start coming out, start budding, and in the summertime, they're, you know, out and they're flourishing. And then as soon as the temperatures start dropping, they start to change and wither and go away. So, I mean, even in our nature and our environment, there are many things to really show us how things should go. But we're so bombarded, we don't get the time to even slow down and really see in every aspect of our life how we should even be dealing with ourselves as far as healing is concerned. So that's just something to think about, you know. But those are the things we teach, and each class is our different prices. As it stands right now, there are different prices for it, but there is a payment plan, and, you know, you can come in, and when we have an orientation, we can explain more about the details of the different payment plans and things like that. But you definitely can get exposed to some of the information, you know, via, you know, some of our publications that we have. We also have a publication department outside of the MTOM classes and the school itself, we have a publication department. And there's little bits and pieces of nuggets and things of that nature that are there that can help assist you until the doors of initiation reopens again for those who are interested.
And we're just about out of time. Is there a website people can go to if they want more background on the MTAM school, the Earth Center? Because it's really, like you said, it's an international organization. And as we are on the Internet, people could be listening from California or Chicago or England or anywhere in the world. So where should people go on the Internet to get more details?
Yes, the website address is www.theearthcenter.org. The Earth Center, TheEarthCenter.org. TheEarthCenter.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Happy Kamentu, an initiate of the Earth Center for 9 years. And for those of you who want to find out more about Saturday's event, Fundamentals of Egyptian Spirituality, you can call either of two numbers, 917-387-8300 or 347-529-1399. And I'll repeat that at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sister Happy Kamentu.
Thank you for having me, and you all have a wonderful day. Erihiru.
Erihiru. Bye-bye now. And we'll be back in a moment after this station break and a few announcements.
This is Karen Hartglass, host of It's All About Food, and you're listening to PRN, your source for progressive, up-to-date, and inspirational information on nutrition and health.
Hi, everybody. I am Karen Hartglass, the host of It's All About Food. Join me every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch all of my shows in the archives. You can find my archive programs at the Progressive Radio Network website, or you can call my personal archive phone number to hear the most recent 5 episodes of It's All About Food. Here's the number, 1-701-719-0885. Here it is again, 1-701-719-0885. Learn about how we can solve many of the world's problems today and do it deliciously here on It's All About Food.
This is Jim Fetzer, the Conspiracy Guy, a new program appearing on PRN.FM. I'm delighted to be joining a wonderful collection of hosts to delve into the politically loaded events that the government has been motivated to misrepresent to the American people. The biggies being JFK, 9/11, the death of the plane crash that took the life of Paul Wellstone, but also Sandy Hook Boston bombing. Stand by for more. The show will be Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Radio Network, PRN.FM. Yes, this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, your host for Heart of Mind Radio. And I wanted to take a few moments to, as well as our first broadcast, open to the door and the window and extend the invitation for you to engage with some of the ideas and events that I have been presenting to you and across the spectrum of everyone that I can reach out to, because I do believe that we indeed are all here in this world for a purpose. And I am quite convinced that there are different paths towards finding that way of connecting to purpose, connecting to one's guidance and higher self.
And it's also my sharing a path that I have engaged with myself for many, 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 many years, probably since the day we are born. We are set on this path. And the question is, do we get distracted? Do we get hijacked into another path? Most of us do because of the way the world works. But very often we do find ourselves coming back to the core of who we are. And so I want to really encourage all of us to begin to connect to that inner truth, to take steps to connect to the inner truth of who we are, to open to the guidance of our spirit, to be able to make our way into that communication with the spiritual realm, with our ancestors, with the beings of the spiritual realm, called by many names, Netru, gods, angels. Different cultures have different names for the realm of spirit. But the way to connect to the pure energy of that spiritual realm is to be mindful of the vibration that you're holding in your own body, in your mind, in your heart, in your feelings is what I would relate to rather than emotions. Emotions can be a way of emoting and projecting. Feelings is a way of discerning and understanding what you are picking up on, tapping into, and responding to. So there is a great difference in how we navigate our world. And certainly the teachings of the Earth Center and the Amtan School, I respect very much. And I believe that this is a very worthy path. But also, we each can learn to trust our inner guidance and make that connection. So I would not discourage you from continuing in those movements, in that work of carving out your path to the manifestation and facilitation and expression of your divine wisdom. And one of the ways, there are many ways that we can work towards that elevated vibrational self. There are many ways that we can hold ourselves within the higher vibration and with a level of internal understanding, compassion, and discipline, we can discover, uproot, and release those energies, those woundings we may have received through our lives, and get them out of our body, get them out of our field, and release them from our mind so that we can reclaim truly the fullness of who we are as beings. And I do most certainly encourage meditation. The practice that I offer is one of meditation and movement. And I'm going to share a little bit of that with you as we reach towards the end of this segment. But before doing that, I want to invite you to move into that connection with your inner self. And picture for a moment in your mind's eye, in your heart, that part of you that is the inner child. The inner child is the most deeply connected to the divine source. It's the part of you that is innocent, has that purity, and it's the part of you that most often becomes wounded first through our processes of making our way in the world. But I want you to really think of that part of yourself as in the innocent child, but also the wise child, because that child is connected to the source. And in the other aspect of you, I want you to think of your future self, the ascended self,
the higher self, that part of you that comes to you also at the upper end of source connection, the part of you that is beyond the limitation of your current life, the part of you that is expansive and understands all of your lives and all of your experiences. And also think in terms of your own being, the fullness of who you are, and holding that trinity in your heart, in your mind's eye. We're going to listen to a piece of music called In This Heart by Sinead O'Connor. It's from her CD, Universal Mother. But I want you to think in terms of you being the nurturer and you being the one that's receiving the nurturing. And we're going to listen to this piece of music, breathe into your heart, and allow this energy of love to permeate your being.
In this heart lies for you a lot.
And that was Sinead O'Connor, and the name of this piece of music was called In This Heart. Of course, it's a beautiful lullaby. And when I listen to music, I always relate it to the expanded experience of life and to the truth of being, because, in fact, we are each a divine child of the creative force. We are a sacred and cherished child of our ancestors, of our parents. We are a expression of the higher soul expression of the
movement out of divinity into the physical expression. There's an intermediary part of our being that is there to guide and to sustain us, the expanded self, the cosmic self. So we are indeed a universal cosmic being. And when we can connect that inner innocence with the worldly being that we are living on this earth, with the cosmic divine being that we are of the oversoul expanded self, when there is an open communication, when there is a connection, when the energy is alive and unblocked, it flows through you in a way that takes us beyond this somewhat provincial idea at this point, the power of attraction. The power of attraction sometimes advises us to put thoughts in our minds and to use affirmations, which we are all part of the process. But if we are holding an energy that contradicts that desire, that affirmation, that healing, then there's an inner struggle. So it's most useful for us to align ourselves and expand ourselves from within through the without, and elevating the frequency of our being so that as we move in the world, we have this guidance of the higher self, the soul self, the expanded self. We have the innocence and creativity of the inner child, and we serve as that vehicle to bring all of this through as the power of creation within our lives, so that we're moving and we're creating and we're living according to the wisdom of our soul, the inner child, the higher self. And so in that way, we begin to engage the power of creation in our lives by our life being an extension of who we are in the fullness of our being. So it's very important, and I want to encourage you to work towards these goals. I do have some programs and events coming up that you may want to engage in and participate. I actually have a free class tomorrow, Saturday, December 3rd, and it's the Mind Body Healing Series at Studio Maya. This is the introduction. It's a full class. You'll walk away with some techniques and understandings that you can use in your life. You may choose to stay and take the whole series, but for tomorrow's class, it's 3 to 4:30 p.m. at Studio Maya in Brooklyn, 603 Bergen Street in Brooklyn, 11238, and that's between Carlton and Vanderbilt. You can take the 2 and 3 train to Bergen Street. And in this first class, we'll be relaxing into the form, evoking grace and ease within our body and our lives, anchoring into the earth, connecting with the cosmic flow. And we'll be beginning to move energy through our body. But, and we go more deeply into that through the course, deep tissue relaxation, self-applied massage, acupressure, sitting meditation, moving meditation, jade body techniques, turtle longevity techniques, remedy routines, the bone marrow washing technique, liver cleanse technique, and the final class in this series is a trance dance. We also have a spiritual support group coming up this month, and the topic will be 11 eternal principles, moving beyond the power of attraction to the power of creation, and that's going to be on the 21st of December. But again, you don't have to write all of this down. You can go to the website, prn.fm, go to the page, Heart of Mind Radio. You'll find the links there. You can also reach out to me directly. My email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Or call 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. I can send all the details to you. And as a special gift, when you go to the website at prn.fm, I have a link to a meditation download, Activation Power Centers. I find it's easier to just put the link there. You can link and download this meditation, and it will be relaxation and awakening and activating your power centers. So I encourage you to go there and take advantage of that. It will only be up and available for the next 7 days. So I invite you to do that as well. And the phone numbers, again, for those of you who want to connect to the Earth Center, you can do that. Again, go to the website, or you can just go and make that phone call. The numbers are, let's see if we can pull them up again, 917-387-8300, 347-529-1399. And if you missed any of it, just send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I'll send you the link. I'll send you everything that you need. Thank you for joining us today over Heart of Mind Radio, the PRN.FM network. I've been Catherine Davis, and I invite you to tune in again next Friday morning at 10 a.m. Be well, be safe, be healthy.